So the whole tachlis of the Ner Chanukah is to be mefarsam the Nes, to advertise the Nes, so if a person won't recognize it, so one isn't accomplishing anything. Kisukeh chamovui, disnan bohu behed yebe'erevin, or mesechis sukeh the psili. The Gemara says in Erevin and Mesech the Sukkah that it is possible if the schach or the koire is lamaylo me'esrim amo. Zok toisvis, ner chaneke shehinicho lamaylo michof amo psula ke Sukkah uchemovi. Vim toima, so toisvis asks, the loshin of psula is not appropriate. Havalei lameimer yemayet. He should have said, that if the Ner Chanukah is higher than 20 amis, he should make it a little lower. Kemoi gabi movoi. Because the Gemara, there are two Mishnayos. There's a Mishnah in Sukkah that says, Sukkah shil gavoya lamaylo me esrim amo sulo. And the Mishnah says, by a koira, if the koira is lamaylo me esrim amo yemayet, he should bring it down a little. So the Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah asks, why was he Mishana the Loshen? Why did he change the Loshen? By Sukkah he says it is possible, and by Mavoi he doesn't say it is not good. He says what you should do. He says Atakone. He says if it's Lamayla Miesrim, he tells us the oif and the way how to rectify it, how to fix it, make it a little lower. So one goes away from the Gemara in Sukkah, that the derech of the Tana is, when he's speaking about something that is posel min ha-Torah, he says psula. Sukkah is a deraisa, he says psula. Mavoi is a derabonon, the whole inyan that one needs a koire in order to carry in a mavoi is only a din derabonon. In a Torah, if it has three mechitzes, one is permitted to carry. So by Yedin the Rabbonon, the Tana does not say Psula, the Tana says a Loshen Yemaye, Toni Tekante. So Taisvis Kasha is, so if we have these guidelines, that by Yedin the Rabbonon, the Tana tells us, Atakoni tells us what to do, so it should have said, Ner Shel Chaneke Shenicha Lamayla Michof Amo, Yemaye, Yashpil. He should bring it down. Yashpil. In time so Taisu says, Kabbalah lameimah yemayit, kamoi gabi movoi. The Omar Hosom, the Gemara says in Sukkah, movoi de Rabbonon, toni tekante. Movoi, since it's a din de Rabbonon, so there the Tana tells us, he doesn't tell you what's possible, he tells us what you should do in order to rectify it. Vika lameimah, the noke psula mishim deboi lameimah, kisuke shehimin atoire. Since the Tana, for some reason, is giving us a moshul, a dimyon, that this is similar to a sukkah, so remember, a sukkah is possible, because a sukkah is a psul deraisa, so he's saying it's psula ke sukkah, because the moshul is a psul deraisa. He wants to be medamet to sukkah, so he chaps on the loshim psula, because of the dimyon of the similarity to sukkah. Inami loirotza laharich, that here it would not be sufficient to say Yemayet or Yashpil, that he should go and bring it down a little bit. Because here, in order to make sure that he would be Yaitse Mitzvah Sadlokis Ner Chanukah, the halacha would be as follows. Yechabeno. First, he would have to extinguish the light. V'yimateno, and bring it down. V'yavzer v'yadlikeno. And then, to kindle it again. The lemaito lanicha kamoishi delekis, if he'll bring it down, he'll lessen the height of the menorah without extinguishing the fire and making a new fire. Lemata meyasrimamo iyevsha, so he won't be yaitze, kidemuchach lekamon. So therefore, by koire, there's no special procedure how to be masheret. So the word yemayit is sufficient. But here yemayit is a yemayit is a loshen stomi. One could make a mistake and think by bringing it down that would be sufficient. That is not true. One would have to extinguish the fire and be madlik lamata meyesrim. So therefore, in order to avoid an arichas haloshen, the Tana said psula. V'yomah Rav Kahane Doresh Rav Nosen Bar Minyumi Mishmei Rav Tanchaim מי דחסי והבוי ריק, אין בוי מים. So there's a kefil haloshin in the posik. It says the boyer that Yosef Atzadik was thrown into was empty and there was no mayim. Mimash mishenema v'haboyer reik. If I know that it was empty, eini yedeya she'ein boy mayim. Elamat talmud loimer ein boy mayim. Mayim ein boy. There was no water in the boyer. Avol nechoshim v'akrabim yesh boy. But there were nechoshim v'akrabim. And the Ritva and the Ben Yoyoda say that these nechoshim v'akrabim were not visible. That means the Betzim, the Posik, is telling us there was no mayim. And v'haboyer reik is telling us, the Ben Yoyoda says, there was no hevel either. There was no stuffy air that one could suffocate in this boil. So that was visible to the naked eye. There was nothing in the boil that could kill Yosef. But there were nechoshim v'akrabim. Nechoshim v'akrabim were not visible to the naked eye. They were in the cracks of the walls of the boil. They were not visible to the naked eye, but they were there. Aval nechoshim v'akrabim yesh boy. So that Yosef HaTzadik remained alive was a gewaldic ness. But Leidach Gise, since the Nechoshim Vakrabim were not visible to the naked eye, so therefore the Posek could say, V'yatzileu Meyodom, that Reuven was Matzel Yosef by throwing them in the boil. That means Lefid Naitoi, not knowing, not being aware that there were Nechoshim Vakrabim on the sides of the boil. So that was considered a Hatzolah. The Goyin in Mishlei says that the Pasuk wants to be, this Drosha wants to be Meramiz, another Inyan also, HaBoy Reik Ein Boy Mayim, Mayim is Meramiz on Torah. If a person does not have in himself, Limud HaTorah is Nechoshim V'akrabim Yesh Boy. So the Goyin says, There are two oifanim okoiches hara. There's ra and mirmo. Ra is a person does things knowing that he's not ashamed of anyone, but everyone know that he's ra, that he does wicked things and bad things. Mirmo is pshat that he hides it. Everything is done in a secluded fashion. To the world he looks like he's a tzaddik, but he does everything secretly. He does his ra and a mirmo dike oifen. And that is the two types of mazikim. An akrov is ra and a nochosh is mirmo. And Chazal want to be meramiz that a person without teure, it's not pshat, is that, no, he's a person without teure. Without teure, automatically, nochoshim v'akrabim yeshboi. Will have in himself koiches ra and koiches mirmo. Omar Rabbe, Ner Chaneke mitzveh lahanicho betefach asmucho lepesach. Ner Chaneke, the mitzveh is that one should put it close, the tefach that is next to his door. So Rashi says, mitzveh lahanicho bechotzer. Rashi said before that if the bayis is pasuach to the chotzer, so one puts it by the Pesach that is Pesuach to the Chotzer. It's not necessary that it has to be Pesuach l'Rishus HaRabim. Oy b'Rishus HaRabim. Or if his bayis opens up not to a Chotzer, it opens up to a Rishus HaRabim, then he puts it in the Rishus HaRabim, a Tefach Samach l'Pischoi. It is very interesting. The Rishonim ask on Rashi, we had on Daf Chof Aleph Omid Beis, that Rashi, it says, one puts it mi bachutz, so Rashi says, mishum pirsu meinise, the ner is put outside, v'loi b'rishus harabim, it's not necessary to put in the rishus harabim, elo b'chatzeiroi, one puts it in the Pesach, that is pasuach to the chotzer, that means, most of the houses, they opened up into a yard, and the yard, from the yard, one went into the Rishus HaRabim. So one is not mechuyif to put it somach l'Rishus HaRabim,
Verkehrt der Heide Schaube, weil ich denke, es ist verkehrt, bringe in der Rishus Arab, der Goyim, der Walking in der Rishus Arab, und sagt, es ist ein Hidl. It's preferable to put it in the Pesach, a Pesuach, lechatzeiroi. Voloi Bershus Arab, el bechatzeiroi. Der Rishaynim eska kashe an Rashi, the Gemara we just learned before, that by, it says here, the Chen V'nir, Rabbi Yudah said, V'ner Chaneke is Potter, Inir Hemveni es Neiroi mi Bachutz. Poshet mi Bachutz is that he put it in the Rishus Harabim. That's where he put it. So then it's, if it's Bachatzeiroi, what right does the Balagomel have to bring his Pishton into the Chotzer of the Hemveni? So Kochich mi Bachutz means that it's in the Rishus Harabim. And Rabbi Huda says, B'nei Chaneke Potter, because in Nicha Bershus, the Rishonim bring a raya from this Gemara, that, not like Rashi, that the mitzvah is taken to put it into the Rishus Harabim. And here we see Rashi, it seems Rashi says there's different cases. Could be the Steiger was a Chemveni did not have a chotzer in front of the Chanus. The Chemveni opened up straight to the Rishus Harabim. The bottom had Chatzeres Psuchim Lifneim, Kol Tashmisham B'chotzer. That was the Yoifan Hadire. The Chanuyis opened up to the Rishus Harabim. It was not necessary to have a chotzer in front of a Chanus. So this Tak is Zicha speaking about, he put it in the Rishus Harabim. And here Rashi wants to say, not that one should not put it in the Rishus Harabim, one doesn't have to put it in the Rishus Harabim. So mitzvah l'nich b'chotzer, if the bias is pasuach l'chotzer, oi b'rishus Harabim, if it's pasuach l'rishus Harabim, like the case of the Chemveni, b'tefach ha-somach l'pesach. If it will be far away from the Pesach, then one cannot recognize that the Balabas put it there. One will not connect the Ner Chaneke to the owner of this house. So therefore it should be flush next to the Pesach of the Bais. Where, in which side of the entrance does he put it? He puts it on the right side. Rav Shmuel midifti omar mismoil. He puts it on the left side. Vehilchese mismoil. And the halach is it should be on the left side coming in from the Rishus Harabim into the Bayis Kadesh Tehei Ner Chaneke mismoil. Umezuzah mimin, and the person who comes in should be mesuviv b'mitzvahs. So Rashi says, mimin b'chnisosoi lebeisoi liyamin, that when he enters the house, it should be on his right side. Mezuzah, so, and then the Gemara feels, oh, it's not, mezuzah b'yamin. They should then nechaneke mismeil mezuzah mimin. How do we know that the mezuzah is on the right side? So Rashi says, "Kaimalon de biyamin, d'chsiv beischa," and Chazal darshan from the word beischa, derech biyoscha, the way you enter the bayis. So what does that mean? The way you enter the bayis. V'chi okar inish kare. Normally, a person who is right-footed, so when he walks, he starts walking with his right foot. So there's preference to his right foot over the left foot when he walks into the house. So the Pasuk is telling us, derech biyoscha, just like when you walk into the house, you walk first with your right foot first. So memele, the mezuzah should be on the right side, derech biyoscha, because you come in. The right foot comes first, you come in closer to the right side. What is the halach if a person is left-footed? So it is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Mo and the Shach, that Afal Pikein, one should put it on the right side. And the Shach asks, what is this different than Tfilin? Tfilin, we also have a Gilui, Yad Keyot should be put on the weaker hand. Which is the weaker hand? So that's relative. It depends if he's right-handed. So the left hand is the weaker hand. If he's left-handed, the right hand is the weaker hand. So why don't you look
Derech B'yoscha, the Torah says, the mezuzah should be placed the way you enter. So if I enter first with the left foot, so the mezuzah should be put on the left side. So the Shach brings down two terutzim. One teretz is that the mezuzah is not only for the balabayis, it's for all the bnei habayis. So memeila, so you don't chesh ben davke with him. It's a little difficult to understand. L'chayre, I don't know if the bnei habayis are mechuyev in a mezuzah, because l'chayre, the whole chiv in the mezuzah is on the balabayis. The Baal HaBayis is the one who owns the house. So by him there's a chiyuv mezuzah. The Bnei HaBayis, I don't know bechlal if they have a chiyuv. That's one teretz that the Shach says. And the other teretz the Shach says that kiven dahave choyves HaBayis, and the Shach says even though if all the Bnei HaBayis are also left-footed, or he's the only one that's living in the Bayis, kiven dahave choyves HaBayis, it's not, even though it's choyves HaDor, but it's something that's done to the bayis, aslinen basa yamin shel kol adam. So it's a din and the bayis, so we don't look the proteus on this owner. This owner walks in his left foot first. We look bechlal how people derech biyosi shaloylam, how people enter a house, and since most people enter a house with on the right side by coming with the right foot first, and then you put on the right side. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Asi. Osa laharzois mois kineged ner Chanukah. So Rav Yehuda Omar Rav Asi says, one is not permitted to count money kineged ner Chanukah. That means it's dark. So Keneged, he goes up to the Ner Chanukah, and he starts counting the money there, and he wants to benefit from the light of the Ner Chanukah. That was Aloch of Rav Yehuda Amar Rabasi Amar Rav. Kemrise kami de Shmuel, Omali, so Shmuel said, V'chi Ner Kedusha Yeshbo. Shmuel disagreed with this Aloch. Is there Episa Kedusha in the Ner? Is the ner hugdish, is this ner similar to the ner hamneure? That's a tzeirich gavoya, there's a din me'ile. We had before, Taisus was me'ire, how one is permitted to be nene isha berer eschitim by the neres of the simchas beis hasheva. The ner hamneure was hugdish le gavoya, it's kodosh. It's, the whole purpose is only for, it's miyuchad for adava shabekdusha. So therefore one is not permitted to have benefit from the ner hamenoire. But this ner, the ner of Chanukah, which is only a mitzvah ba'alme, v'chi ner kedusha yeshbo, is there any kedusha? So for what reason should one not be permitted to count money la'oir the ner Chanukah? Maskiv lo Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asked on Shmuel, v'chi dam kedusha yesh boy? There's a mitzvah of kisui hadam. You're telling me that by mitzvahs there's no Indian of kedusha. V'chi dam kedusha yesh boy? Is there any kedusha in the dam of the chayor or the dam of an oif that is a mitzvah to cover the dam? The sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, v'shofach v'kiso. He pours out the dam, and then he covers it with, he covers it. So the Gemara darshins, b'meshe shofach yechase. The way he spilled out the dam, he spilled it out with his hands, so he should cover it also with his hands. Shelo yechasenu beregel. He shouldn't go and pour out the dam, and then with his foot he should cover it. It's a bizoyin. Shaloi yehu mitzvahis bezuyais olov. That you shouldn't be mevaza mitzvah. You shouldn't do a mitzvah in the oifen habozoi. So memeile, doing the mitzvah just with kicking some dirt or covering it with your feet, you're mevaza the mitzvah. Ochenami shaloi yehu mitzvahis bezuyais olov. Aner Chanukah, you'll count money, you're mevaza the mitzvah by counting money in front of the Ner Chanukah. Now there's a big machlokes harishonim. We had before
Lalocha we paskin osa lehishtamish la'oira. That one is not permitted to derive benefit from the Ner Chanukah, osa lehishtamish la'oira. And here we have osa lahartzois mois keneged Ner Chanukah. And Shmuel said, chiner kedusha yesh boy. So what is pshat in all these three halachas? The Baal HaMoir holds that there's a three-way machloikis. The Baal HaMoir holds as follows, that the Gemara before Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis held also lehishtamish la'ira, one is not permitted to have any benefit whatsoever from Ner Chanukah. Afilu ashimush shel mitzvah, one is not permitted to learn in front and Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis was because it's taki, since the whole purpose of the mitzvah of Lukas Nechanik is a zeicher to the menorah and the Beis HaMikdosh, so just like the menorah and the Beis HaMikdosh was kadosh, so mameila, the mitzvah has this halacha of the menorah. So one is not permitted to derive any benefit, afilu tzeirach mitzvah, from the Nechanik. That is the svara on the Gemara Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Vosel ishtamish lo'ira. This Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, says, Osel lahartzeis mois keneged Ner Chanukah. He didn't say, Osel lehishtamish lo'ira. He spoke about money. The Gemara says, it's Osel als bizni mitzvah. So it seems that we'll take a sefer and learn in front of the Ner Chanukah. That's not a busy mitzvah. So that'll be mutter. So this is a second shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Ravasi held that fakert in Yisod it's mutter lehishtamish lo'ira. If a person will do a dvar mitzvah or dovisha b'kedusha, that is mutter lehishtamish lo'ira. No mois, that is already a bizoyin. To take up a maisa mitzvah and to use it to count money, that is a bizoyah. So that is the second shita. And Shmuel held that this is also mutter. V'chiner kedusha yesh bo. There's no reason that, since it is only a maisa ha-mitzvah, there are dinim. We find that a dova kodosh, after it is not usable anymore, is a din gnize. One has to hide it, put it away. Tashmishei mitzvah is nidrosim. One can step over them. So he asked, v'chi ner kedusha yesh bo. Is there any kedusha? And this is a ner mitzvah. So Shmuel held that there's nothing wrong in counting money in front of a ner Chanukah. What did he do with this drosha of v'shofach v'kisa? So he says, so the Baal HaMoir explains that the Shavach V'kis says that's in the Maisa HaMitzvah alone. He's doing the mitzvah through a Oifen HaMevuzeh. That he's doing the mitzvah without respect to the mitzvah. He's doing it with his feet. That is also. But if the mitzvah is, the mitzvah, the Hadlaka was done in an Oifen Mechubet, now he's deriving benefit from it by counting money. He held this does not go into the drosha of the shavur v'kise shaloye mitzvahs bezuyis olav. So the Baal HaMoir learns that there's a three-way machloikis. The Ritva and the Ramban hold that fakert. That Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi is moisif on the Gemara before. Also, lehishtamish la'oira means atashmish kavua. Ashimush, one is not allowed lehishtamish la'oira. But this is hartzois mois, this is ashimush aroi. This is a
Sistamas, he's not, that's not even called the Shimush Kabu. Just, he's just counting over the money. And there's a Lundis also, a Tashmish Kavua. So then one could think, the Rosh says, Haroya Oimer L'Shem Tashmish Zeh Hidlika. He was Madlik the Ner Chanukah. He wants to learn, so he needs Neiris. So that takes away from the mitzvah. Aval Tashrish Aroy, a Tashmish Aroy, he went and sinned Ner Chanukah to count over his nickels. That's Ichinat Mestava. And the Gemara is Mechadish that a Tashmish Aroy is also a Gnai. It's also taking away from the mitzvah. So it comes out that not as a machloikis between Rav Yudah Maravasi and Rav, not that he's Mekel, according to the Baal HaMoer he's Mekel, and according to the Ritven, the Rosh and the Ramban, he's Machmer. He's Moisev that even a Tashmish Aroy is also awesome. Zogt Rashi. Laharzois limnois, to count. Bemeshe shofach, biyodoi she shofach bo voloi beragle. Zogt Gemara weiter. Boi minei me Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. They asked the shaila of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Mau lehistapeik minoyei suke kol shive. Is a person permitted to derive benefit from noy suke, someone hung up in the suke, peiris, or curtains, he wants to derive benefit from them in the middle of suke. Is he permitted to do it? Amaloi, so Rabbi Shuma Levi answered, Harei amru osu laharzois mois kineged ner chanuke. Just like it says, by ner chanuke, one is not permitted to derive benefit, even a tashmish aroi. From the Ner Chanukah, so who adin, one is not permitted to derive benefit from Noi Sukkah. Omar Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef didn't understand the way Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi answered the Shaila. Morei Davro, Rabbeinu Shaloylam, Tolei Tanya B'Doloi Tanya, he's proving something that there's an often a baraisa, and he doesn't bring the baraisa, but he proves it from something that there's not a baraisa, it's only a member of a meiloi. Suke tanya, suke this shaila, if one is permitted to derive benefit from noi suke, this is an often a baraisa. Chaneke loi sanya, chaneke, there's no baraisa whatsoever, only this memra that we had before, from Omar Aviuda, Omar Abasi. What is the baraisa by sukkah? The sanya we learned in the baraisa sichachok yolchosa. The person put the right amount of schach on the sukkah, the itra, and then he decorated it bekromim ubesadinim amitzuyorim with types of curtains. Another thing, another hangings v'tola bo egoizim afraskim shkeidim v'rimoinim apachilei anovim. And then he hung up different types of fruits, or in jars he put wine, or oil, or flour. So one is not permitted to derive benefit from the noy sukkah till maitzoy yontev achrein shalchak. Which would mean till the Eretz Yisrael, till the end of Shemini Atzeres, and here would mean till the end of Simchas Torah. Im hisna aleihem, if he made a t'nai, and the t'nai is that eini boidel mizek kol bein hashmoshes, that means when he put it up, he said explicitly that I'm not being miyached this for the sukkah. Now it's hanging in the sukkah. The sukkah looks nice, mehechi teisi. But I'm speaking out now that if any time I will want it for my own purpose, I can take it off. I'm not giving it over. I'm not being miyached it expressly for the sukkah. V'im hisna alayim akel afi tnoi. That a tnoi helps by noi sukkah. So al koponim, so that was the kasha and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Why did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi have to answer this shaila from a memra of Ravasi? He should have answered the shayla with enough of the baraisa. Ela marav Yosef avuin de kulo dam. The makayr of all these halachas is the halacha which we had before, v'shofach v'kisa, shleim mitzvahs bezuyes olav. Let us see Rashi. Toli suke morid avron loshen tmiyahu. No ye suke. Peiresh et toilem bolen noy. The peiresh that one hangs in the suke for beauty. Morid avron loshen tmiyahu. Toli suke de sanye bebraise. The halacha. That he's telling us by sukkah. We learned this in a baraisa b'hedji, because mafarish vazel. But the lois anyin, he proved the halacha of sukkah through a halacha which is not learned in a baraisa. B'nei chanukah, the memory of the ravasi, you b'ein a baraisa. V'itra bekromim pe'era, he beautified it, b'iriyosh shel tzvoim, with the colored curtains. Hisna aleim v'msechtes beyo kimna ba'imer ani baidel mehem kol bein ha'shmoshe shol kiddush yontav rishon. As soon as it started becoming night, erev yontav, he said, I have kavona, I'm not miyachedet for the sukkah, I have intentions to use it, lechal alai kedusha klal. So it's not chal any kedusha. Avot nai achar ayni moyel. Avu in de kulo she yilmedu kulam imenu dam kisei adam, the Navkilon Mikro Vishavach Vekisa, we learn from the Apostle Vishavach Kisa, Meforosh Bataime, Shlayu Mitzvahs, Bezuyais Olov. Soktaisvis. Also, Listapek Mehen Ad Meitzoy Yom Tev Ha'achem. One is not permitted to derive benefit till Meitzoy Yom Tev Ha'achem. So Taisis asks, Vahod Vishori Esreg B'Yom Tev Ha'achem Tvei Misukim. Yom Tov Ha'achren, let's just talk 1 minute about Yom Tov Ha'achren in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, Yom Tov Ha'achren is Shmini Atzeres, and the halacha is that Esreg is Mutar Yom Tov Ha'achren. That means even though one is not permitted to eat an Esreg Shal Mitzvah Kol Yemei Hasukis, but Yom Tov Ha'achren, Shmini Atzeres, and Esrig is Mutter. One is permitted to eat it. Afal Pikein, the decorations, the sukkah, are also Yom Tov Ha'achren, Shmini Atzeres. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, there's no mitzvah to sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. There's no mitzvah to take a lulav Shmini Atzeres. The mitzvah ends in Shana Rabbe. By both of them. Afal Pikein, there's a difference between Esrig and Sukkah. Esrig, one is permitted to derive benefit Yom Tov Ha'achren, and Noi Sukkah, one is not permitted to derive benefit Ad Meitzoy Yom Tov Ha'achren. So that is Tais V'Shaila. Since both of these mitzvahs do not apply, side the mitzvah of Sukkah, side the mitzvah of Esrig, are not chal, are not applicable, the 8th day of Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres is no shaychus with Sukkah or with Esrig. So why is it that a Sukkah is also, no Sukkah is also and an Esrig is mutter? That is Taisus Kasha. Brod Shori Esrig Yom Tov Ha'achren, Tvei Misukkah. Meforesh Beperek Lulav Arove. So, the Maram, the Marsho says, Taisus now mixes up already the Yom Tov Ha'achren of Chutzlor, it's also, so we'll be speaking about a little about some Chistoyra, but the Gemara in Lulav Arov is speaking about Shmini Atzeres. So Taisa says as follows, Mishum de Suke, Besafik Shvi, Safik Shmini. In Chutzlor, it's Safik Shvi, Safik Shmini. The Shmini Atzeres, Yesuvi Yosvina. One should sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres, Mechutz Lovitz. V'imisrami le'isude bein ha'shmoshes. Now, we're speaking about Simchas Torah now. So what will be if bein ha'shmoshes of Shmini Atzeres, misrami le'isude, he wants to eat pas, bein ha'shmoshes, let's say the shkia is Tishrei time, let's say the shkia is, 6 o'clock. That is the shkia. And he wants to eat a suda 6:15. That is man bein ha'shmoshes. See, mechuyev to eat it in the sukkah. He's not mechuyev to eat it in the sukkah. when Chutz Loretz, we have a suffix, maybe Shmini Atzeres is a Shana Rabbe. So the din is, we misrami lay suda bein ashmoshes, ochalei. He's mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. Ochalei hosm, eats it in the sukkah. Is, vahoyul, viskatsoi bein ashmoshes. Since the sukkah was huktzil a mitzvah bein ashmoshes, iskatsoi kula yoime shal sofik chesvetes. So memele it is iskatsoi for the whole day of for Simchas Torah also. Aval esreg einai nitel besofik zayin v'ches. But esreg we see one does not take an esreg on Shmini Atzeres. Let us say the Marshal's Gilsa. B'loi itzer b'shmini, so therefore, it is not also b'shmini mishum v'iskatzoi bein ashmoshe sholzayim. Because it was iskatzoi bein ashmoshe sholzayim. Now, pshatn toisvis is as follows. There is a inyan, well, let us first talk about sukkah. Before we go into the difficulties of Tosfos, let us speak about what the Gemara says. The Gemara says as follows. Be'eretz Yisrael, what is the din if it's a Shana Rabbe bein Hashmoshes? Is a person wants to eat a Suda now bein Hashmoshes? He doesn't know. Is it still a Shana Rabbe? Is it Shmini Atzeres? So what is the halacha? The halacha is, he's mechuyev to eat in the sukkah now. Sofik di reise lechumre. It's a mitzvah de reise to eat in the sukkah. Sofik di reise lechumre. For example, there's a meiridike Mogen Avrom. The Mogen Avrom says that if a person is mesupik, let's say the first day sukkahs, did he take a lulav? Did he not take a lulav? And it's bein hashmoshes. So he's mechuyev to take a lulav, sofik deraisa lechumre. And there the Magen Avraham says, one should make a brocha on netilas lulav. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Now how do we understand the Magen Avraham? How could one make a brocha? Maybe it's already, maybe it's Laila. How can one make a brocha? So it seems from the Magen Avraham that Magen Avraham holds, but in the din netila, am I mechuyev to take a lulav? Am zich mechuyev to take a lulav? Because as the din of Safik de Reise Lechumra, I'm a chuyiv now to take a lulav. So is it the mitzvah of me to take a lulav? Ain lono eisik ben nistoris. I don't know if it's day or night, but I ask my Rav Ashayla, I ask him, I'm a chuyiv to take a lulav. He says, yeah, yezich I'm a chuyiv to take a lulav. If I'm a chuyiv to take a lulav, I can make a brocha, shekit shonim a mitzvah isa v'tzivonu al netilas lulav, because I'm a chuyiv to take a lulav. Even though klapish maya galye, it's night. But I was mechuyev to take a lulav. I don't know what it is. My ignorance is a mechayev. Whatever this man is, my ignorance is a mechayev that I'm mechuyev to take a lulav now. So therefore the Magen Avraham says, if you're mechuyev to take a lulav, you make a brochet. So therefore, whatever Bein HaShmoshes is, when I'm going, it's the Bein HaShmoshes of Aishana Rabbe to Shmini Atzeres. So I'm mechuyev now to sit in the sukkah. Even if it's Laila, even if it's Shmini Atzeres, Klapish Maya Galya. But since I don't know, so I'm mechuyev to make a yeshiva sukkah. If you're mechuyev to make a yeshiva sukkah in this sukkah, even though it's Shmini Atzeres, but I'm mechuyev to sit in this sukkah, so memele, the chiyev ha-yeshiva makes that this is huktzela mitzvah. So this mokaim is huktzela mitzvah and Shmini Atzeres. So memelus of the whole Shmi. So since b'knisas hayoyim, as soon as it becomes Shmini Atzeres, if I would want to eat, I'm mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. So this sukkah, afil and Shmini Atzeres, is huktzela mitzvah. So memele, so therefore it is also the whole Shmini Atzeres. Masha'in came by lulav, it will have the same shayla. He didn't take a lulav. And it's 15 minutes after the shkia. Am I mechuyev now to take a lulav? So the din is I'm not mechuyev to take a lulav bein hashmoshes. What is the reason? One reason is because the lulav The other days is only at the Rabbon. So Sofik the Rabbon on the Kula. So there's no chiyuv on me bein hashmoshes b'chlal to take an esrig gululiv. So this man, there's no chiyuv esrig on this man. So the esrig on this man there's no chiyuv whatsoever. Beknisas hayoim, beknisas yoim shmini atzeres, there's no mitzvah of netilas esrig. So therefore, it's not huktzeh lemitzvah. There's not too much time to be, there's a lot of complications on the Friedrich Chelik of Tais. We'd like to end the Taisvis. Ba'afal pi, the beinash moshe shel ches nami osa mishum shu sofik yoim. Hoyel, afal pi, the beinash moshe shel zayin, nami osa mishum shu sofik yoim. Hoyel v'loi osa lo mishum sofik yoim. Vesofik laila lo iskatzoi bekach kula yoime. Midedava beish and eulda bezeh du materes bezeh afo pide bein hashmosh is osam shum sofik yoim vesofik laila. Taisvis asks as follows. What is the din if it'll be 15 minutes after the shkia hoishana rabbe and I'll ask my rova shayla, am I permitted to eat this esrig now? Is it yoim or laila? So the rova will say you're not permitted to eat it. Maybe it is still yoim. And you're not permitted to eat it. So Mamela, so even though if Klapishmaya Galya was Laila, I was not permitted to eat this esrig, Beknisa Sayyim. So why doesn't it become also? Why doesn't it become also Shmini Atzeres? That is Taisus Kasha. So Taisus answers as follows. That the whole Issa that is Chal on the esrig is only if today is a Shana Rabbit. If today is Shmi, if now is Shmini Atzeres, there's no Issa whatsoever on the Esrig. Even though, due to my ignorance, I'm not allowed to eat it, because I'm afraid maybe it is still Heishan Rabbe, but there's no din of Kivin Diskatzoi. The din of Kivin Diskatzoi is, since an Issa was Chal on a Machel, Betchilas knisas hayoyim, so the Issa remains the whole yoyim. Betchilas knisas hayoyim, when it became Shmini Atzeres, there was no Issa whatsoever on the Esrik. So even though I...